Hi, I'm Joel from Heart City Church. Welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. Mark Twain once said, "You don't know quite what it is you do want, but it just fairly makes your heart ache. You want it so." In moments of deep reflection, do you ever feel your heart aching so? Something that I have learned is that everyone wants two things: happiness, and they want to be valued, they want to belong. And these deep longings were given to us by God, the one who made us. This week we have been looking at cultivating happiness, which we really need in 2020. And we also need to be spreading it around as we find it. Now, it's necessary to distinguish between two types of happiness. There is self-centered happiness, happiness that is focused on me, self-gratification. Do what makes you happy. That's a popular slogan in our day. And if you're living your life demanding happiness your way, this is a twisting of God's gift of happiness. And your life will be pathetic, and you will hurt and be despised by others. Self-centered happiness is not a good thing. But God-centered happiness is one of the best gifts of life. Psalm 40, verse 16 says, "May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you." May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Note here first that God wants those seeking Him to be happy. Christians should not be miserable. Yes, heaven is going to be the real deal when it comes to happiness. But if we're seeking God today, we're to be tasting joy in Him today. And that is the main point. We're to rejoice and be glad in God. Happiness in God is the opposite of self-centered happiness. God-centered happiness is a good goal that we should be pursuing every day. And this is good news. It is great news in our day. We don't have to be overcome by the wave of negativity all around us. We can seek happiness from the one who has overcome this world. So how do we go about seeking happiness in God? Well, we have to hear this as a call to action. We're called to seek God-centered happiness. The ball is in our court. This is not a call to hope in happiness, a plan to do something tomorrow about happiness. If you're not going to seek this happiness, you are miserable by choice. Life circumstances, that is not an excuse. Studies show they only impact your happiness about 10%. Your physical makeup, the chemicals in you, impact you more, yes, about 50%, but you are still left with 40% to work with, and that is a huge number in terms of happiness. So where do we seek it? Well, the first place is God's Word. God has preserved His Word for our good, and when you read your Bible looking for reasons for joy, you will find it on almost every page. God's Word will change your perspective about your life, about this world. Take just a single verse, like Psalm 40, verse 16. "May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you." And roll that around in your hand like a pearl all day long. And use that pearl when negative thoughts come your way. No, you can't stop negative thoughts from coming into your mind. But like Luther said about the birds, you can stop them from making a nest there. All of us have time to seek happiness in God by getting into His Word. And if you don't have an appetite for God's Word, well, here's the reason. You're snacking too much on junk food, on games, on the stuff of this world. And all the processed food of this world will leave you feeling bloated, lethargic. And over time, you'll feel worse and worse and worse. So spend time every day in your Bible. Go to church. Attend a Bible study. And drink the waters of life. Come to discover your God who rejoices over you and has so many promises. Start to flush out some of the junk you've been filling yourself in. You will find a new perspective on your life and this world, and you'll find increased joy in that as well. And a second key I'll touch on briefly to God-centered happiness means serving others. We all have gifts and time to spend in service of others. Even if all we can do is just pray for people, that is something. When I began volunteering at a local food pantry, I found new reasons for joy every week. I find purpose and meaning and happiness when I seek the good of others. God created us to serve others, not to live for self. There's no happiness in that. And when we discover this, we find purpose also and belonging. Helen Keller said well, true happiness is not attained through self-gratification, but through fidelity to a worthy purpose. So seek God and rejoice and be glad in Him. Happiness comes when you remember who you are and who you belong to. Let's pray. Father, we thank You that You went to such lengths to secure for us an eternal happiness. Forgive us for self-seeking and for laziness, and grant that today we may have new desires to seek You and to rejoice in You, knowing that You rejoice over us when we rejoice in You. Amen.